You're listening to Go Fish with Mike Buck on AM 690, The Fishing Answer. This segment is being brought to you by the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council at wpcouncil.org. Now, troll on in.
Okay, this is going to be kind of cool because, as you know, we've been telling you about it, and it's been on the wpcouncil.org website. Very, very important meetings come up. The council meets, you know, at least a couple, three times a year. That's all coming up. But there's also some pre-stuff coming up before that. And if you really want to know how the council works, Sylvia Spaulding has been always our go-to person on this. Last week, we're talking about the great newsletter and all of the stuff you can glean out of there. This week, Sylvia and I are going to talk about something else, and that is some of the pre-meetings that go on prior to the big full council stuff. It is actually out in the neighborhoods, and I don't think we've ever really discussed that with regards, Sylvia, to some of the advisory people that you got and kind of what they do. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the council process, which is set by Congress through the Magnuson-Stevens Act, is really unique, and it's really wonderful because it's a true bottom-up process. And we actually have a publication that can explain that really easily. It's online, or we can send people a hard copy. It's called Navigating the Western Pacific Council Process. So in that process, like I said, it's bottom-up. We try to get the fishermen's viewpoints and the viewpoints of other ocean users, and those formulate the recommendations that go to the council to vote on how we manage our fisheries. But before they go to the council, they go through a bunch of advisory groups, and the advisory groups themselves can also come up with recommendations. So next week, we're having two advisory groups meeting, and then the week following, we'll have the council meeting and the fishers forum.
Okay, now the importance of that is, like what Sylvia was saying, gang, is this bottoms-up approach. It really is true. I mean, you hear that in a lot of areas. But the matter of fact is, the meetings really wouldn't go on as efficiently if it weren't for these pre-meetings. So, you know, I mean, isn't it true that the council itself and all the councils, they're trying to do the best they can, but they rely on a big network of people to give them stuff that they can use to make definitive decisions about?
Right. And so one of the main things, and of course this is also through the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which is the federal fisheries guide that all the councils have to follow, is that we have to be science-based. And we are required to have a scientific and statistical committee, and that's meeting next week from the 12th to the 14th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the following day, on Friday and Saturday, we have an advisory panel. And the advisory panel is made up of fishermen, local fishermen. And that's because the process recognized that there is scientific information that is important, but there's also fisherman knowledge and traditional knowledge that's important to consider as we make management measures.
Yeah, and that's so important, and we can't emphasize it enough. Like Sylvia was saying, and we'll give you a heads up again to go to the website and look through this, but who are these people, and what sort of a commitment do they make, and what do they expect in return?
Okay, well, so on the advisory panel, we have different subgroups from each of the island area.
Mm-hmm.
The council is responsible not only for the federal waters, that's 3 miles offshore and out to 200 miles and beyond, of Hawaii, but also of America's Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Mariana
mm-hmm.
Islands. But for Hawaii, the advisory panel members are Nathan Abe on Hawaii, Kang Dang in Honolulu, Edwin Ebisui, also on Oahu, Kerry Johnston, Gil Kuali, and Clay Tam. And then we have some alternates, Michael Lee, Shyla Moon, and Matt Yamamoto, and these are on the outer islands also. So what we'd like to have fishermen do is to know these advisors.
Yep.
Because
and talk
they
to them. Yeah.
And talk to them.
What a concept. Communicate.
Right.
But
and
see,
they can feed their information through the advisors if they don't want to feed it to us directly.
Okay, now let me tell you something, gang. Here's why this is important. And Sylvia and I actually talked about this before. The relationships that are now been established lately through the fishing community and the Big Bad Council and all the lawmakers are based on things like accurate catch reporting, not necessarily specific GPS, but you know what I mean. Be true about this and be willing to share your manao. Because one thing, Sylvia, you told me is some of this is actually community-based. So, you know, instead of saying, you don't know anything about the lobsters in our area, but this guy does, and finally, it looks like everybody's willing to, you know, I don't want to say tell the truth, but certainly be more forthcoming with information.
Oh, yeah. The council strongly supports community-based fisheries management. You know, as long as there's, you know, management measures, and there's considered public input and all that, you know. So we have supported the Ahumoku process, which is the traditional Native Hawaiian process of management that's based on the Ahupua and the Moku concepts. But these meetings that we're talking about are public meetings, so fishermen are invited to attend them. Of course, they take place during the daytime working hours.
Of course.
And yeah, so fishermen who can't attend that, that's why we have the Fishers Forum, you know, on the following week, which will be March 19th in the evening. So hopefully fishermen could come to that if they can't come to, like, these advisory panel meetings. But the advisory panel meeting is going to be on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, and by the way, what Sylvia was talking about, you can go to wpcouncil.org and check out this. There's a series of meetings. And during the week, that's the actual meeting. Part of that is the on the 19th, which is an evening. That's the Fishers Forum, and that's where we really want you to show up. It's good fun. It's at the Ala Moana. Josh DeMello and I will talk about that a little bit more specifically, you know, next week. But I think also important is, you know, in the last segment of the program, Sylvia, we were talking to Roy Morioka about all of the bills that are affecting fishing, and we do know that a lot of what's happening in the meetings this week and next week are going to filter through to the ledge because there's a lot of stuff sitting on their desk. They want information.
Right. And, you know, the council, we provide information, and we, you know, when we're requested, we provide information. We don't really lobby, you know, but we are our responsibility is to provide policymakers with the information for them to base their decisions.
Yeah, and the lobbying is done by us in other segments where we take input from people that are for this or against that and why. I think maybe it's because the council probably by design doesn't get involved in that because that's it's sort of different, right? Because the council, it wasn't convened to work on local law or local restrictions.
Right. So the state waters 0 to 3, which has to do with like a lot of the coral reef fish and things, and the BRFAs, the bottom fish restricted fishing areas, are actually mostly in federal waters, but they were made by the state.
Mm-hmm.
The council can preempt the state, but we try not to do that. We, you know, like to have the states and territories manage their own waters, but we try to work with them, collaborate with them. So a lot of the bottom fishing regulations, other than these BRFAs, you know, they are joint state and federal laws, such as the annual catch limit and the
sure. One of those other reasons why I mentioned that is because people do get confused sometimes as to what's what. And so obviously what's coming up leading to the council's meetings is what they are which they are responsible to do by category and by division. And then the forum is a way to come in and blend in it and not necessarily get involved in this bill or that bill or any other bill for that matter.
Right. They can come in. Fishermen, we're encouraging them to come in and to learn, you know, and also at this particular Fishers Forum, because the topic change is going to be on life history and actually how fishermen can help, not only by doing their catch reports, but some of these researchers need fish of different sizes that mm-hmm. they can get at the market so that they can do the life history. They look at the gonads to find the age of sexual maturity. They look at the otoliths, which are the ear bones and
the
ears.
The rings in the ear,
To figure out their age. So that kind of information is also needed to make the stock assessment.
And by the way, it's got a little zip to it this time. Everybody got together and actually gave it a title of what we're looking for. And it's, I don't want to say sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but it is. I think what it does is open the discussion for people to say, hey, I had no idea that you guys were even interested in that, and maybe I didn't even have any idea what it was.
Uh-huh. And we have some great prizes. We do giveaways. We've gotten donations from Yeti for a big cooler, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, and
Sims
fishing jackets, as well as our POP Fishing and Marine has donated gift certificates, and Nico's at Pier 38 has donated certificates. Ricky Tong has donated lures, and Hawaii Fishing News will be there with prizes, and some of their writers will be there at their table.
And not only that, gang, Josh and I will go over that next time, but I also want to make sure that you understand the Coast Guard Auxiliary is going to be there.
Right.
You're going to learn about the operator's permit, learn about the vehicle and the vessel inspection so that you can actually turn around and get a rate, a discount on your insurance if your boat is qualified to do what your insurance policy is covering. So it really is worthwhile, and there's lots of incentives. But I think going into it, Sylvia, that you guys must feel pretty well that by having these pre-meetings, when the actual meetings, when the council meetings start the following week, that the information that everybody's getting is, like you said in the very beginning, bottoms up, because that's what we're about.
Right, exactly. And so they take into consideration the recommendations from the scientists, the council members take into consideration the recommendations from the fishermen and other ocean users. And then, you know, the council has to consider itself, you know, the mandates of the Magnuson Act and other things as it makes this decision.
Well, that's terrific. I look forward to getting together with Josh next week. But in the meantime, if people want to know more about not just the meetings, but what's going on, what's the best way to connect with the website?
Go to wpcouncil.org, and then up on the top, go to the tabs about the calendar and the upcoming events.
Yeah, lots of fun. Hey, Sylvia, thanks, and we'll see you at all of these things. And we'll be back again next time. If you want to hear something on the program, you know what to do. Drop me a line, themikebuckshow@gmail.com. And don't forget, go to wpcouncil.org, see some of our previous segments, see some photographs, and learn to use that website on a regular basis, particularly this coming week. So that's your assignment. Okay, see you next time. Have a great weekend. We'll see you. Aloha.